The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Mercy Soa
and Yvonne Atilego.
In the headlines, President Mahama cautions people in Bonahafu against voting for NPP. Flag bearer of NPP insists his one district, one factory policy is feasible. EC outlines plans to make voting convenient for persons with disability. 6 people killed in northeastern Kenya by suspected Al-Shabaab militants and 5 killed by Typhoon Shaba in South Korea as Hurricane Matthew heads for Florida, USA. President John Mahama says a vote for the opposition NPP is a vote for divisiveness. He said Ghanaians should assess the current state of the party and be their own judge. Addressing separate rallies on his campaign tour of the Bonafu region, President Mahama asked the teeming crowd to join the team that is tolerant of divergent views and focuses on people in all things. The president is accompanied on the tour by his wife Lodina, who is a native of the Bonafu region. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
Day 2 of the campaign tour of the Bonahafu region took President Mahama to Bechem, Abesim, and Ruayan Kwanta. The president was ambushed at different locations and mobbed by large crowds. Acknowledging the love shown him, President Mahama asked the enthusiastic crowd to keep faith with the NDC, who has their interests at heart. To him, the NPP is not an option. He said it is only in unity that national cohesion can be achieved, alluding to the idiom that says, coming events cast their shadows before them. President Mahama said the divided front of the NPP is enough proof that they cannot preside over a country. He said government does not have malevolent desire for revenge and so is committed to distributing equally the national cake across the country.
Major Mahama ni NDC aban ye yibo ye nka say ha ye nto aba ma ye ti enye si wo ho ye de ye champu to na ye che manu so bia ha me ti mi aka say e wo mo say do I am kwanta tan on no ye lu su wo ha but se o se important aya ye wo ha if you say do I am kwanta for so mo ye gana for I say say
At Dry Young Kwanta, President Mahama had some interesting news for them.
Dry Young Kwanta Town Road. I make a say, Yasama, another 5 kilometers of road. Dry Young Kwanta Town Road. Say, Renfa, Adria, Tene, Asphalt, Embeguso, Ezu, Empe, Mahuka for Lodina, Obaha. Ah, Oni, I hear so. Omobi, I saw a door from Dry Young Kwanta. Yen so, Yen Yama, Murobia. Yes, yes, yeah, nursing and middle school. In the Pansa, your sister Dino, come on. Ah, I can say you didn't have accreditation. And say, I know in the minimia, your name and animal for can say, you have accreditation number, then they are your baby school, no, not your ma and bow and also in your school in the airport. Now, I dare a bema, dear young Pansa, I did the impa and the project so far, your neighbor. A buying, I hear it to share, Manano, so it's
At Bechem, the president assured the people of the construction of the Tichimantia to Akumada Road earlier when President Mahama called on the chief of Bechem traditional area, Nano Fosuji Abuo Akoto. He requested for assistance to complete an ultra-modern sports stadium for the local football team Bechem United. President Mahama assured Nana that the Minister of Youth and Sports will in the coming week visit Bechem and assess the project for the necessary assistance. The chief presented the FA Cup won by Bechem United to the president. Few months ago, President Mahama broke the ground for work to start on a 10,000-seater stadium for New Edubiasi in the Ashanti region. The town also has a Premier League club, New Edubiasi United.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting. The flag bearer of the New Patriotic Party, Nana Adudankwe Akufo-Addo, has urged his supporters to disabuse the minds of people who are making statements that his one district, one factory policy is not feasible. He said the policy can be implemented and all the necessary plans are in place to move that policy into reality if voted into power. Nana Addo was speaking during the second leg of his Greater Accra regional tour at separate mini rallies held at various parts of Ayawaso Central and Klote Kole constituencies. He asked the electorate to vote for him and all parliamentary candidates of the NPP. Yvonne Atilego reports.
The second day of the Greater Accra tour took the NPP team to Alajo, Kotobabi, Newtown, Malata and Circle Tiptoe Lane, all in the Ayawaso Central constituency. The team also visited the Arts Center and Osu Ashanti Blohum in the Klote Kole constituency. A teeming crowd welcomed the NPP presidential candidate and his entourage at all the places visited. At separate rallies, Nana Addo appealed to the emotions of the electorate, saying that his two attempts to become a president have failed. He said the electorate should consider and give him the mandate this third time around for better living conditions. Nana Akufo-Addo said the NPP is capable of changing the lives of Ghanaians, just as former President Kufuor did in his eight-year rule. He said various social interventions from the Kufuor administration have collapsed under the NDC, citing the NHIS and school feeding programs as examples. He said an NPP government will revive all these interventions and add new ones.
Secondary school education, the class has been free. About the year three and five. If you don't see the education, let's see the education. One district, one faction, no. Ghana, Sika, also. The opinions of India, Chabu, Foko. You were saying, say, hey, you say, Ghana, Sika, no. I said, don't do so. If you have your survey from 2017, there will be a final infrastructure for poverty eradication program. Every constituency of capital expenditure about the now $1 million equivalent and the member constituency I have to make a woman kicker. I said that since I came home, you didn't see it to me. I am to meet someone in I got trouble set. May Baba had a pepper.
Party bigwigs, including former presidential hopeful Alan Tremantin, former Greater Accra Regional Minister Sheikh Isikwe, and former Minister of Information Stephen Asamoah-Boateng, took turns to address supporters. Sheikh Isikwe, as usual, threw supporters with his humor and recited the Lord's Prayer before addressing the supporters.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey, in heaven, there is no corruption. In no heaven, there is only believing. In heaven, there is true power, there is hope, there is peace.
Nana Addo introduced the NPP's parliamentary candidate Henry Korte for the Ayawaso Central and Philip Addison for Klote Kole.
Yvonne Atilego reporting.
The presidential candidate of the National Democratic Party, NDP, Nana Konedu Ajuman Rawlings, says when voted into power, she will introduce compulsory technical and vocational training at the junior high school level. This will provide students with the requisite skills so that when they are not able to further their education, they will have something to fall on. She noted that the system will in many ways reduce the unemployment situation in Ghana. Nana Konedu Ajuman Rawlings said this at a meeting with queen mothers from the Greater Accra region to empower them to take care of their communities.
Children have rights, yes, but I don't like a situation where they are equating our children to European children. I was in Switzerland just this year. I went to learn about their apprenticeship system, how children who are in school can go and learn a trade from somebody who is either a baker, a carpenter, an electrician, a mason, a painter, whatever it is. It's not a big task who is academically okay. You see, the JSS system that they have destroyed, they have to bring it back because you learn how to read and write. Yes, that is very important for everybody. But then, you may not be academically inclined, so you will need to have a trade that will give you a job at the end of the day. And this apprenticeship, I went to the organization that actually controls it in Switzerland. My issue was that if you people are allowing children from the age of 12 to have the apprenticeship, and you are telling us that we should not allow our children to learn how to bake, how to do carpentry, how to do masonry. You are telling us that if they do that, then it's child slavery. You have one law for yourself and a different law for us, and we are allowing it and calling it social protection. I'm sorry. The white people are teaching their children how to do things with their hands as much as how to think. So we should also be allowed to give our children that training. A collective of what? Of paperwork. Work. It will learn how to read and write new year. We can say, they love to sew, they are always trying things. Faluko Taylor renuncia. Don't force that child to go and have a degree at the end of the day from Zimbabwe. I am looking at this apprenticeship program. I am looking at technical skills, life skills, and social skills. It's a part of our manifesto.
Presidential candidate of the NDP, Nana Kunedu Ajiman Rawlings.
The head of Gender, Youth and Disability Unit of the Electoral Commission, Mrs. Abigail Nutako, says the EC has done a lot in terms of factoring people with disabilities into the electoral process. She said persons with disability will be given preferential treatment during the December elections. Mrs. Nutako said that the commission has redesigned the voting screen and has reduced the height so that wheelchair users can easily cast their votes without any difficulties. She said the EC has also put measures in place with regards to the location of voting centers to ensure easy access by people with disability, aged and the sick.
The Electoral Commission has done a lot in terms of factoring persons with disability in the electoral process. And first of all, the Commission has already set up the desk, that is the disability desk, to collaborate with organizations outside the Commission on issues concerning disability and elections. Not only that, gender as well, to collaborate with organizations outside the Commission on issues concerning gender and elections. So when I come to disability issues, I'll first of all say that there's been a lot of collaboration with persons with disability and the Electoral Commission. That is, we have meetings with the Federation as a whole and then the various organizations under the umbrella to discuss certain issues that are critical to their inclusiveness into the electoral process. A lot of meetings have gone, over the years, and based on that, a lot of things have been put in place. First of all, persons with physical disability have a problem with casting their votes with a voting screen. And due to meetings and discussions on that particular aspect, the commission has redesigned the voting screen and has reduced it to the height that wheelchair users can comfortably cast their vote, without any stress. And we also give them preferential treatment. But a problem is that sometimes when they go to the stations, people do not know that they have to be given that preference. Therefore, the commission has ensured that the aspect of preferential treatment has been included into the training manual so that officials would know that persons with disability are not supposed to join long queues.
Those who don't know, the officials or those who are going to cast their votes?
Sometimes it is the public. They don't know. They think they've joined the queue for a long time.
You heard the head of Gender, Youth and Disability Unit of the Electoral Commission, Mrs. Abigail Nutako.
The regional campaign vehicle of the Progressive People's Party was yesterday involved in an accident at Salaga. The driver of the vehicle was heading towards the police station to inform the police of the party's campaign when the accident occurred. Speaking to Agatha Samwa on Behind the News, the communications director of the PPP, Paco Akon, said it was not the vehicle of the presidential candidate, as it was alleged, but the regional vehicle which left three people dead.
The report we are getting in Accra indicates that our presidential candidate, Dr. Kwesi Ndom, was getting ready to speak to a group of party supporters at Salaga. But you know that before such activities take place, you need to inform the police to offer protection. So the regional vehicle was actually heading towards the police station at Salaga to inform them about the rally. And as it would expect, or you would expect in such gatherings, you find jubilant crowd, young people riding motorbikes here and there. And so what actually happened was that when the Northern Regional pickup was going to the police station to inform them about the program, these young guys on their motorbike, nobody knows how they were able to hit the bucket of their pickup, which resulted in their death. But what I'm getting is that the road is quite dusty, and so it makes it difficult for anyone to find their way out should they be following another vehicle. And so that is what happened. But we are told that the police is conducting investigation into the matter. But we are putting ourselves together. We are commiserating with the family, those who have lost their loved ones.
It wasn't Dr. Papa Kwesi Ndom's vehicle or convoy, but it was the regional campaign vehicle that was involved in the accident.
Precisely the point. Dr. Ndom was nowhere near where the accident happened.
Paco Akon is the communications director of the PPP.
The news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama cautions people in Bunahafu against voting for NPP. Flag bearer of NPP insists his one district, one factory policy is feasible. EC outlines plans to make voting convenient for persons with disability. 6 people killed in northeastern Kenya by suspected Al-Shabaab militants. And 5 killed by Typhoon Chaba in South Korea as Hurricane Matthew heads for Florida, USA.
A drug for the cure of HIV and AIDS has been developed in Ghana and shown positive clinical results. The injectable known as COA72 is the brainchild of an NGO known as Center for Awareness. The injectable is introduced into the cells of the HIV and AIDS patient to flush out the virus from the system. Speaking at the media launch in Accra, the Deputy Chief of Staff, Johnny Osei-Kofi, said government is ready to support the research and help COA72 become a global savior. A report by Antoinette Abba.
The search for HIV and AIDS cure has been on since the disease was discovered 30 years ago. Unfortunately, a permanent cure has not been found to the disease, though there has been some breakthrough in clinical trials. The Center of Awareness took up the challenge in 2005 when all 53 HIV and AIDS patients adopted by the NGO passed on. According to the chief executive of the Center for Awareness, Dr. Samuel Atudankan, they started the research and in August 2006, a formula was derived from an agent that was adopted and a pilot scientific research started in Ghana and ended up at the KwaZulu-Natal University in South Africa. He said, unlike other HIV and AIDS drugs, an intramuscular injection is introduced into the patient's body to flush out the virus from the cells, after which an intravenous is given to cure the disease. Dr. Duncan said going forward, they will engage partners such as the UNAIDS and WHO to do more clinical trials and make the drug available as early as possible.
Intravenous administration of coagulation circulating free viruses in the blood and thereby reducing sanctuary of latently infected blood cells. Intramuscular administration has proved to diffuse into tissues and cells, harboring pockets of HIV and smuggling them out into the bloodstream for mopping up late intravenous administration. A combination of the three routes of administration has proved to have a triple action effect required to kill and cure HIV.
The Deputy Chief of Staff, Johnny Osei-Kofi, encouraged the researchers to package their findings for government to help them find a lasting solution to the HIV and AIDS canker.
Any government, especially President Mahama's government, will be very happy to be part of that story. We will subject it to some protocols. Because we have the Ministry of Health, we have researchers who are good at this, and if we find that it has a potential as an HIV cure, we'll promote it.
Two HIV and AIDS patients and researchers from the KwaZulu-Natal University in South Africa who were cured with the drugs shared their excitement.
I've been living with HIV for so long. When a super injection exerts as much as a training, but I did not have any side effects. Besides the extreme eating, that I used to eat more than what I used to eat. The second phase of the medication, I continue the medication. The virus was not found in my system.
My accomplice, who went like an angel life, directed me where to get life again, Parliament Balance.
Yoguamahini Osaberi Makwesiata called on Ghanaians to give the center the maximum support to achieve this medical feat for the country.
Antoinette Abba filed that report. President John Mahama has noted that something special is happening in Ghana's education system, as a few privileged schools that used to win the national awards are now being upstaged by less privileged schools. This, he said, is testimony that interventions made by government in the education sector are working. President Mahama was speaking at the national celebration of World Teachers' Day at the Jubilee Park in Sunyani. A teacher from the Soa Ding JHS in the Greater Accra region, Rita Opong, was adjudged the overall national best teacher. Her prize is a three-bedroom house. The second position went to Samuel Kofi Boateng of GSTS in the Western region. He had a saloon car, while Sulimana Inusa Sulimana from Sacred Heart School in Bonafu took the third prize of a pickup vehicle. The day also served as the National Best Teacher and Best School Awards. We bring you John Sam Arthur's report.
All Teachers' Day is marked on the 5th of October around the world each year since 1994 to mobilize support for teachers and to ensure that the needs of future generations will continue to be met by teachers. According to UNESCO, World Teachers' Day represents a significant token of the awareness, understanding, and appreciation displayed for the vital contributions that teachers make to education and development. Once upon a time, in reaction to hardship in the country, many Ghanaian teachers traveled to Nigeria and other places in search of greener pastures. This led to a decline in educational standards and a dip in teacher morale. The institution of the Teachers Awards Day is therefore one of the ways to motivate teachers for higher performance and also restore the respect the profession should enjoy. In Ghana, the national celebration took place at the Jubilee Park in Sunyani. The guest of honor was President John Mahama. He was accompanied to the celebration by a host of ministers, including the Education Minister, Professor J. Nana Opokuagyeman, and her two deputies. In all, 43 teachers received awards, while 32 schools were also recognized for their excellence in various categories. The overall winner turned out to be Rita Opong from the Soa Ding 2 DHS at Adenta in the Greater Accra region. For her prize, she received a 100,000 Ghana Cedi check to build her dream house. Special awards were also presented to foreign volunteer teachers, retired teachers, and national service persons. President John Mahama, in his address, announced that to address an acute shortage in preschool teachers, a specialized college is to be set up in the central region to produce more of them. He said government has been busy equipping the teachers with the right skills and upgrading them in order to improve their output, touching on the theme for the celebration, which is valuing teachers, improving their status. President Mahama said it coincides with government's belief that improving education is a shared responsibility. He said since 2014, government has been engaged in efforts to equip teachers to make them more effective. In her address, the Minister of Education, Professor J. Nana Opokuagyeman, said teachers deserve the gratitude of all for the crucial work that they do. Reacting to the issue of promotion of teachers, she said dates for promotions have been set and communicated to all regional directors of education. She welcomed the provision of the 23 completed community day senior high schools in all 10 regions and described them as ideal schools, which have all an ideal SHS should have.
John Sam Asa reporting.
In foreign news, suspected Al-Shabaab militants have killed at least 6 people in an attack in northeast Kenya. The governor of Mandera County, Ali Roba, where the attack took place, said one person has also been seriously injured in the attack. He said security guards were able to save 37 other people present at the public works site. Local media said the attack targeted non-locals.
Rescue workers in Haiti are struggling to reach parts of the country cut off by the most powerful Caribbean hurricane in nearly a decade. The destruction caused by Hurricane Matthew has forced Haiti's presidential election this weekend to be postponed. Thousands have been displaced and at least 5 people have died. The U.S. states of Florida and South Carolina are bracing for the storm which is nearing the Bahamas. All air and sea traffic have been halted on the islands, and also people have been urged to move to higher ground.
And at least 5 people have been killed after Typhoon Chaba battered South Korea with strong winds and heavy rain. The southern cities of Busan and Ulsan were worst affected, as well as the resort island of Jeju. Transport, schools, factories and the country's main port have been grounded to a halt. Footage showed muddy floodwaters rushing through city streets.
To end the news, the main points again. President Mahama has cautioned the electorate against voting for the NPP. Addressing separate rallies on his campaign tour of the Bonafu region, President Mahama said a vote for the opposition NPP is a vote for divisiveness. The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, insisted that his one district, one sacred policy is feasible. Speaking at separate rallies on the second leg of the Greater Accra Regional Tour, Nana Akufo-Addo urged his supporters to disabuse their minds of people who are making statements that the policy is impracticable. The Electoral Commission says it has put measures in place with regards to the location of voting centers to ensure easy access by people with disability, the aged, and the sick. The head of Gender, Youth and Disability Unit of the Electoral Commission, Mrs. Abigail Nutakolo, said this on the EC's educational series on GTV dubbed Ask the EC. And suspected Al-Shabaab militants have killed at least 6 people in an attack in northeastern Kenya. The governor of Mandera County, Ali Roba, where the attack took place, said one person had also been seriously injured in the attack. The news was presented by Mercy Soa
and Yvonne Atilegu in Accra.